Joining us now with a look at the agricultural weather forecast is our very own Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Well, good morning, Dave. I wish I had some better news to talk about here, but we are looking at more rain, and especially in southern sections of the two-state area, potential for some excessive rainfall over the next 5 to 6 days, and even beyond that, the Climate Prediction Center is putting a swath of above-average precipitation that stretches all the way from the Red River Valley of Texas through Oklahoma and Missouri, and again, that 8 to 14 day probability of excessive precipitation, or I should say above average precipitation, stretches right across the heart of Illinois and the northern half of Indiana and into Michigan. So if that bears out, that means more delays. We do have a few days ahead of us. It looks like the weekend and early next week we should see some dry weather across our area. That's just not enough time and not a long enough stretch of dry weather to have any much of an impact on getting into the fields. We have a disturbance that will move into central Illinois this afternoon, a cold front that will bring a chance for thunderstorms. And again, some of the thunderstorms could put down some heavy rain on fields that have tried to dry out over the last week or so. But then after that, we have another disturbance that will bring another chance for thunderstorms into the area Friday night. Follow that up with another one Tuesday night and Wednesday. So no long stretches, at least nothing indicated by computer models or any way you slice it. It doesn't look like we will have the dry weather that is so desperately needed to get into the fields. In fact, we're going to have some cool weather dropping into the northern portion of the Corn Belt this weekend, and there could be some frosts, so possibly even some freezes across the upper Midwest over the weekend and into early next week. Now, crops haven't developed enough to be threatened by the cold temperatures, but that's something that we'll have to keep your eye on. Other areas in the southeastern U.S. and the Delta states, they have another round of thunderstorms, not as widespread as some of the recent storms, but again, they're looking at a potential for some locally heavy rain in that area. The drought monitor, very wet conditions across a good portion of the lower portion of the Delta. But the wettest areas are now stretching all the way from southeastern Kansas across the northern half of Missouri, and many of the fields across Illinois and Indiana are extremely wet. In fact, the area that probably has the best situation right now would be across southeastern Illinois, and then the Wabash River Valley has wet areas, very wet areas, and then southeastern Indiana has some areas that aren't in bad shape as far as the short-term moisture content, but the system that's moving into the area, again, expected to stall out to our south, and that could put several inches of rain down widespread across the southern portion of the two-state area. So those fields will start to take another turn for the worst. As far as areas on North American soil, but north of the our main area of growth in Canada, they have some showers that are developing across the western portion of the U.S. Storm system came on, brought some rain and snow to Washington and Oregon, and that's taking a track that will push it up into the prairie provinces of Canada, and they should see some precipitation in those areas that could lead to improved soil moisture content there. Other areas, South America, they still have some crop in the field. They're getting out, and it looks like rainfall will be relatively light, so they should have no interruptions to the harvest in Argentina. And in Brazil, it looks like they have a two-week forecast that offers a little more rain, especially in the southern portion of their crop areas, where the second-season corn will benefit greatly from that. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.